Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natri's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Kate Moore's The Woman They Could Not Silence shines a light on the harrowing true story of Elizabeth Packard, a wife, mother, and pioneering advocate for women's rights and mental health reform in the 19th century. Against the backdrop of the society that systematically silenced women through institutionalization and legal constraints, Packard's journey is a testament to her indomitable spirit and the resilience of the human will to seek justice. Moore, known for her compelling narrative nonfiction, masterfully recounts how Packard was wrongfully committed to an insane asylum by her husband due to her outspoken views, particularly her challenges to his religious orthodoxy. The book is not just a recounting of historical events, but a vibrant and deeply personal exploration of a woman's fight against the societal chains of her time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Elizabeth Packard's commitment to an asylum. Elizabeth Packard's wrongful commitment to an Illinois insane asylum in 1860 serves as a striking opening to her story. Her husband, Theophilus Packard, a strict Calvinist minister, deemed her too outspoken and independent, especially in her differing religious views and her vocal opposition to his domineering ways. In an era when women's legal rights were minimal and their roles were strictly confined to domestic spheres, Theophilus easily had Elizabeth institutionalized without her consent or a trial. This act underscores the broader societal norms, where women were often silenced or punished for exhibiting traits that deviated from submissive expectations. Moore delves into the grim reality of Packard's asylum experience, highlighting the appalling conditions and the prevalent use of institutions as tools to subdue and control rebellious or inconvenient women, illustrating a dark facet of 19th century American society. Secondly, fight for legal and social justice. Amidst the darkness, Elizabeth Packard's story is also one of remarkable resilience and an unyielding fight for justice. After her release from the asylum, Packard embarked on a crusade not only to reform mental health institutions, but also to champion women's legal rights. Moore meticulously documents Packard's legal battles, including her landmark case against her husband for wrongful confinement, which she remarkably won, and her relentless lobbying for legislative change. Packard's efforts led to significant legal reforms, including the passing of the Illinois Married Women's Property Act and legislation requiring a jury trial before involuntary commitment to an asylum. Her life and work foreground the potential for individuals to effect meaningful change, even against towering societal and institutional obstacles. Thirdly, mental health reform. One of the cornerstones of Packard's advocacy was the reform of mental health care, an issue that remains highly relevant today. Moore highlights how Packard's experiences in the asylum exposed her to the inhumane treatment of the mentally ill, including overcrowding, neglect, and abuse. Her efforts were pioneering, emphasizing the humanity and rights of mental health patients long before such considerations became a standard part of mental health care discourse. Through tireless advocacy and public speaking, Packard helped to initiate changes that would lay the groundwork for modern mental health care practices, stressing the importance of compassionate care and the need for legal protections for the mentally ill. Fourthly, women's rights and societal roles. Packard's struggle is not just a tale of personal triumph, but also a critical examination of the gender norms and restrictions of her time. Moore uses Packard's life to explore the broader societal expectations of women in the 19th century, including the legal and social subjugation of women. Through Packard's activism and her refusal to be silenced, Moore discusses how she challenged the prevailing notions of femininity, mental health, and marital authority. Packard's life work significantly contributed to the early discussions on women's rights, advocating for autonomy, respect, and legal recognition in a society that largely considered women as property of their husbands. Lastly, legacy and impact. The long-lasting impact of Elizabeth Packard's activism is a testament to her fortitude and the righteousness of her cause. Kate Moore doesn't just narrate Packard's life, she connects her story to ongoing struggles for gender equality and mental health reforms. Packard's legacy, as outlined in the book, serves as an inspiring reminder of the power of individual action in driving societal change. Her pioneering efforts for legal reform and mental health care improvements paved the way for future generations, framing her as an early and significant figure in these fields. Moore's detailed account of Packard's life underlines the importance of remembering and honoring those who fought bravely in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds. In conclusion, Kate Moore's The Woman They Could Not Silence is an essential read for anyone interested in the intersections of gender, mental health, and legal reform. Elizabeth Packard's story is not just a narrative of past injustices, but a resonant echo in the continuing struggle for equality and human rights. Readers who are passionate about women's rights, history, and mental health advocacy will find this book both enlightening and inspiring. Packard's life demonstrates the significant impact one individual can have on reforming societal norms and legal practices. Her courage, resilience, and determination serve as a powerful inspiration for contemporary movements and remind us of the importance of fighting for justice and equity. The book not only educates its readers about a pivotal figure in American history, but also motivates them to consider their role in advocating for change within their communities. If you would like to support Kate Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.